Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies, mid-50s. Winds will be from the west between 5 and 10. Tonight, increasing clouds, lower 30s, with wind gusts as high as 20. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, isolated snow showers in the afternoon with falling temperatures. Tomorrow night, we'll continue the chance of snow showers early, otherwise cloudy skies, low of 19. For Sunday, mostly sunny skies in the upper 30s, and Sunday night, mostly clear, lows around 24. Right now, it's 28.
When you bring your vehicle to Moss Motors in Marysville for quality care service, expect more than auto care. They're committed to things like giving you an appointment when you need it, fixing your car right the first time, on time, and giving you a great deal. Moss Motors in Marysville, it's the quality care you deserve.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Friday morning. Attorneys for three Kansas militia members who conspired to bomb a mosque and apartment complex housing Somali immigrants in Garden City have asked the court to bar at sentencing any victim impact statements, arguing that no one was actually hurt. Prosecutors say the men are trying to minimize their actions and depersonalize their crimes. The dispute has derailed a two-day sentencing hearing that had been scheduled to begin Monday. A 55-year-old Kansas man who was growing marijuana on an island in the Neosho River has been sentenced to more than 5 years in prison. U.S. Attorney Stephen McAllister said Scott Skivo of Chitopo was sentenced yesterday for unlawful possession of a firearm following a felony conviction. Officers chased Skivo in a boat before he was apprehended. Kansas News. On the Mid-America Network, I'm Rick Everett.
At Starseed, we're dedicated to providing our customers premium quality products and the sudden service they deserve. We've offered a diverse lineup of high-yielding seed for decades. We pride ourselves on flexibility, promptness, and superior products. Starseed is the one stop for all of your seed needs. Don't forget to ask about our custom blend packages. Call Starseed today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com.
Don't miss more ways to save on a new Bobcat compact track loader at White Star Machinery. Choose a cash rebate up to $10,000 or take advantage of 0% financing for 60 months with no payments for 90 days with approved credit. Put built tough, priced right Bobcat equipment to work and get peace of mind with our 2-year, 2,000-hour full warranty. Why wait? Start saving today. Check it out on our website, whitestarmachinery.com.
White Star, keep the chopper.
The Federal Public Defender's Office said yesterday it has asked for 67 inmates to be released from federal prison and plans to also seek freedom for more than 150 others because authorities at a Kansas prison secretly recorded conversations between the prisoners and their attorneys that are supposed to be private. U.S. District Judge Julie Robinson will hear arguments today on a motion seeking a contempt ruling against the government. A white county commissioner in northeast Kansas said he belongs to the master race as he critiqued a land use proposal by a black city planner at a board meeting. Leavenworth County Commissioner Lewis Klemp cited the Nazi ideology of Aryan supremacy on Tuesday of this week in response to Travise Pendleton's presentation on road development in Tonganoxie. Klemp told Pendleton, "I don't want you to think I'm picking on you because we're part of the master race." And forecasters say enjoy today. A cold front hits the state tomorrow. Mid-America Network News.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know, they'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, Good Friday. A Nebraska woman is accused of embezzling nearly $250,000 from her employer in Hastings. Adams County court records say 34-year-old Crystal Mazur is charged with felony theft. Records say Mazur used a Dutton Lanson Company credit card to buy items for herself and pay her bills. Items purchased included clothing, jewelry, and furniture. Mazur, who lives in Hastings, has her next court hearing scheduled for November 30th. Nebraska's state revenue shortfall isn't quite as severe as previously thought, but lawmakers will still face a tight budget when they reconvene for a new session in January. New estimates show that lawmakers will have to fix a projected $95.1 million shortfall in their upcoming two-year budget. Earlier estimates pegged the shortfall roughly at $232.6 million. The state is projected to collect nearly $10 billion during that period. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
At Starseed, we realize every farmer and rancher has a passion for conservation, which is why we offer conservation seeds. This season, let Starseed assist with your CRP, buffers, waterways, roadside projects, and any wildlife project you have in mind. Starseed works closely with landowners, dealers, and government agencies to ensure the best quality seed for all of your conservation needs. Call Starseed today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com.
The following alert is from the AARP Fraud Watch Network.
Attention listeners, have you received your new Medicare card yet? Medicare is sending out new and safer cards that no longer have your Social Security number on them. But beware of callers claiming to be from Medicare who say you need to pay for your card. You need to verify your Social Security number or you have a balance on your old card and they need your banking information to transfer it to you. These are all scams. All you need to do is wait for your free card to come in the mail. To learn how to protect yourself from frauds and scams, visit AARP.org/FraudWatchNetwork.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday and unanimously approved spending $41,000 from the Industrial Fund toward developing a strategic development plan being coordinated by the Chamber of Commerce. The Urban Planning Department at Kansas State University will assist with a set of studies to include a housing assessment, a master plan that will focus efforts on business retention and sustainability, potential property improvements, beautification, historical contributions, and community wellness. Jen Duffy with the Chamber of Commerce advised the council that market value of such a project would be $185,000. Designation by K-State as a master community project makes the package available at a considerable discount. Community members, business, and civic leaders will all be engaged as work moves forward in developing a comprehensive plan that will then guide decision makers as to a series of annual projects to accomplish long-term goals. In a related decision, council voted to contribute $1,000 toward the Marshall County Partnership for Growth to fund economic development. That motion passed on a 7-1 vote, with a future consideration to increase the contribution to $3,000. Todd Fry voted no, indicating his preference to fund the $3,000 at this time, citing other smaller Marshall County communities that have contributed $1,000 annually for the past several years. City Council heard a brief summary report on findings from a First Impressions group through K-State Research and Extension that highlighted many positives. Among concerns were available affordable housing, empty downtown storefronts, and whether the community main street was Broadway or Center Street. A building incentive ordinance was finalized and approved that would offer $2,500 toward demolition and up to $5,000 toward demolition and reconstruction on projects valued over $35,000 in the city subdivisions of Palmetto, Marysville Proper, and Morrill. The effort is to better utilize and promote redevelopment of those older areas of the community that are served by city services and could generate increased tax revenue if developed. No decision was reached regarding a proposed offer of $5,000 annually from U.S. Cellular for construction of a 50-foot cell tower on city-owned property near Feldhausen Field. A number of residents and some council members have voiced concern with potential health effects of a tower within residential areas. The city administrator and attorney advised against adopting a broad ban on cell towers within city limits, citing potential conflict with federal regulations. The matter will be carried forward. Marysville USD 364 School Board met Wednesday and raised the rate of substitute paraprofessional pay from $7.25 to $9 per hour. The board met in an executive session to discuss negotiations and personnel issues. At the recommendation of the administration, it was consensus of the board that graduation will be held inside the new activity center going forward. Renovations to the Metals Building and Agriculture Education Complex were again discussed. A work session is planned November 28th to consider fundraisers, including the Education Foundation, and participation at state and national competitions. A Marysville man was injured and life-flighted to a Lincoln hospital as a result of an accident Tuesday on U.S. Highway 36 east of Marysville near the Pizza Hut. Eyewitness accounts indicate the delivery truck he was driving crossed oncoming traffic and went into an adjacent ditch, striking a tree. No other vehicles were involved. Cause of the accident remains under investigation. The identity and status of the injured man have not been released. Two house fires were reported in Seneca Tuesday. Two residents escaped safely, but their home at 606 Walnut was totaled in the fire early afternoon, which was apparently started by a waterbed heater malfunction. The two were transported to Nebahal Valley Community Hospital, treated for smoke inhalation, and later released. Another call in Seneca came out Tuesday evening around 9:20 at 314 South 6th Street. No one was at home at the time. The fire was discovered by a neighbor. No cause was determined. Significant damage, but not a total of a house, was reported. Hylene Ann Loges, age 90, of Lindsberg, passed away November 9th. Funeral service Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church in Hanover. Burial in the Hanover City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 4 until 8. Family will receive friends Friday from 5 until 7 at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Hylene Loges. Mary Alice Weber, age 77, of Barnes, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Barnes. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Mary Weber. Irvine J. Glick, age 97, of Kennewick, Washington, formerly of Marshall County, passed away. A graveside service is planned Monday, 2 p.m. at the Marysville City Cemetery, with Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Irvine Glick. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, vegetable soup, chicken salad, wheat bread, veggie plate, and grape salad. Monday's menu, smothered steak, mashed potato, wheat bread, tomato and zucchini, and pears. KNDY News Time, 7:17.
Enjoy a magical winter wonderland at Christmas Cheer in the Pines. Twin Valley Developmental Services invites you to their annual fundraiser Friday from 6:30 to 10 at St. Monica's St. Elizabeth Church Hall in Blue Rapids. Enjoy hors d'oeuvres, beer, wine, whiskey tastings, and entertainment, plus a live and silent auction. Tickets are $25 or $44 a pair and are available at Twin Valley in Beatty and Greenleaf and at the Warehouse Thrift Store in Waterville and at the door. Come for a wonderful night of Christmas cheer. Visit Twin Valley Facebook page for more information.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across our area in the central parts of Midwest, beautiful weather. We're going to see mostly sunny skies, mild temperatures. But we do have a low pressure system moving across the upper parts of Midwest that will swing down into the central parts of the United States, bringing us increasing clouds as we head into tonight. It looks like some areas could see a little bit of some snow showers as we head into tomorrow and into tomorrow night in our area, very isolated. That low will continue to push off towards the east, southeast, and it looks like quiet weather as we head into Sunday as a high pressure system builds. And pretty much quiet weather, mild temperatures for next week. So looking at the forecast for today, we'll have mostly sunny skies. We'll see highs at 56. Winds will be from the west between 5 and 10. Tonight, increasing clouds in the lower 30s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, some isolated snow showers in the afternoon with falling temperatures. Tomorrow night, chance of snow showers early, cloudy skies, low of 19. And Sunday, we'll have sunny skies, highs in the upper 30s. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-November 55, record high on this date 78 in 1950. The average low 33, the record low was 9 degrees in 1940. Sunset this evening 5:08, sunrise in the morning at 7:08. 29 degrees, clear skies at sunrise, winds are calm. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 16th of November. KNDY News Time is 7:19. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
A scoreless return and a pair of MVPs. Hi, everyone. I'm Dave Packer reporting on sports. Seattle and Green Bay squared off as the playoff race tightens up. Russell Wilson threw for 225 yards and tossed the go-ahead score late.
The snap throw inside. It's called Dixon. Touchdown, Seahawks.
On 710 ESPN, Seattle Seahawks beat the Packers 27-24. Warriors forward Draymond Green returned from suspension following his dust-up with teammate Kevin Durant. He went scoreless while James Harden dropped 27 points.
Harden on the move by a couple defenders to the rim. Lefty layup good. James Harden right to the rack. He's got 12. Gold State with their ninth turnover. Harden trying to get another two for one. A three! Knocked it down! Five quick ones for James Harden.
On KBME, Houston routes Golden State 107-86. Two newly crowned MVPs in the majors, Mookie Betts for the Boston Red Sox and Christian Yelich of the Milwaukee Brewers, take home the honors. UConn snapped the 16-game losing streak against ranked opponents, knocking off 15th-ranked Syracuse. Senior Jalen Adams dropped 16 points.
They work the perimeter to Jalen Adams. Out front to Gilbert. Gives it back to Jalen Adams. Wants to throw up a three.
Got it! Oh, baby!
On the UConn IMG Sports Network, Huskies beat the Orange 83-76. Number 13-ranked Oregon goes down to unranked Iowa. Jordan Bohannon led the charge with 16 points as the Hawkeyes upset the Ducks 77-69. Braden Point was electric against Pittsburgh, scoring three goals on the power play in 91 seconds for the first hat trick of his career.
Kucherov in this 2-2 game. Right corner Miller, feet in front. Point! Score! Hat trick! Natural hat trick! Braden Point!
A 970 WFLA Lightning strike the Penguins 4-3. The Miami Marlins are rebranding themselves. The changes for now are merely cosmetic, unveiling a new logo and color scheme. The organization said part of the look was inspired by Latin American culture. Dave Packer.
Friday Night Football, it's the 8-Man Division II Sub-State Championship. Hanover at Axtell, live on KNDY FM 95.5. Streaming on our website and our mobile app as well.
Plan your next event with Land All Lanes. They'll take care of all the details from start to finish, so you don't need to worry about a thing. Land All Lanes has private facilities, in-house catering, big-screen televisions, a full bar, and on-location entertainment. It's not too early to start booking holiday parties and end-of-year meetings, so call Land All Lanes today at 562-4745.
This weekend, make the 6th annual pre-Thanksgiving gun show a part of your weekend plans. 95 Saturday, 93 Sunday at the National Guard Armory in Marysville. Shop with vendors, enter the gun safe raffle, enjoy delicious home-smoked meats, and enjoy the company. Don't miss this Saturday, 95 Sunday, 93, pre-Thanksgiving gun show at the National Guard Armory in Marysville.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. With Democrats taking control of the House of Representatives, key party leaders in the chamber are demanding changes to the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. The USMCA, an updated version of NAFTA, is expected to be signed by all three countries during the upcoming G20 summit at the end of the month. But Congress must approve the deal in a simple up or down vote. New Jersey Representative Bill Pascrell, positioned to chair Ways and Means Trade Subcommittee, said there needs to not only be changes in legislation, but more enforcement. That a presidential election in 2020, Democrats may be reluctant to approve a deal negotiated by Trump. Democrats may push for tougher labor provisions, a consistent demand by the party in an updated trade agreement. However, no specific changes have been mentioned. Tests show African swine fever in China not linked to animal feed. That according to a Chinese pork firm. Reuters reporting that tests failed to confirm the presence of African swine fever in animal feeds. The test came after recent reports that suspected ASF was linked to animal feed produced by a Chinese company. But the company confirmed testing failed to show a link. Raw materials and finished product of animal feed were collected and tested last week. Still, contaminated feed is feared to be a contributor in China's widespread outbreak of ASF, which has reportedly resulted in the death of some 200,000 pigs since early in August. China had previously blamed the outbreak on food scraps often fed to backyard pigs, but last month China confirmed 62% of the first 21 outbreaks were related to the feeding of kitchen waste. Reliable and relevant, AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. American drivers have driven another billion miles, totaling 6 billion now, on E15, a fuel with 15% biofuel that's approved for all 2001 and newer vehicles. Growth Energy Vice President of Market Development Mike O'Brien says that milestone shows proof consumers want E15.
Consumers have driven more than 6 billion miles on E15, and what that demonstrates is that consumers are finding that it's a smart choice for their engine performance, cleans up the air a little bit, as well as they can frequently find it at a better value than other grades of fuel. And so they just keep coming back and they keep buying more and the miles keep going up.
That milestone comes as President Trump recently vowed to move forward with plans to make E15 available year-round throughout the United States. O'Brien says allowing year-round sales of E15 blends allows for consumers to enjoy the fuel more.
This 6 billion miles is proof that consumers want the product, and they want to be able to use it regardless of the time of year. And so receiving that RVP relief for the product in the summertime will just aid with consumer adoption of the product as we go forward.
And he says E15 is a win for farmers suffering through a depressed economy.
Looking at long-term projections, we see the number of sites continue to grow that offer E15. The sites that offer E15 are very high volume sites across the United States in terms of gasoline, and we've seen the number of sites quadruple over the last several years, and so we anticipate that growth rate to continue, and especially when RVP is eliminated. So that means more demand for ethanol and more demand for the corn grown in the United States as well.
O'Brien says E15 is becoming easier to find as well. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
We live in a digital world. With the convenience of staying connected, it's critical to protect your digital identity. Here are some helpful tips from AARP Kansas and the AARP Fraud Watch Network. Use strong, unique passwords or passphrases for every site you visit. Never conduct sensitive financial or personal activities when connected to public Wi-Fi. And turn off your Bluetooth when you're not using it to keep your device secure. Learn more at aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork. Paid for by AARP.
Don't miss more ways to save on a new Bobcat compact track loader at White Star Machinery. Choose a cash rebate up to $10,000 or take advantage of 0% financing for 60 months with no payments for 90 days with approved credit. Put built-up, priced-right Bobcat equipment to work and get peace of mind with our 2-year, 2,000-hour full warranty. Why wait? Start saving today. Check it out on our website, whitestarmachinery.com.
White Star, get the job done.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It's agriculture, of course. Out of the roughly 90 million acres of soybeans planted in the U.S. this past year, how many were Xtend soybeans, the type resistant to dicamba? The answer, and more, after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
Of the roughly 90 million acres of soybeans planted in the U.S. this past year, between 40 and 50 million acres were planted with the Xtend soybean seed. It was developed by Monsanto, which is now part of Bayer. These seeds allow growers to spray dicamba and glyphosate post-emergence over the top of the crop. Drift, or off-target movement, as it's properly called, resulted in thousands of complaints of damage to non-soybean acres, including specialty crops and trees. Dr. Bob Hartzler, a professor of agronomy and an extension weed specialist at Iowa State University, expects the Xtend acres and the potential damage to grow.
That is going to continue to increase, partially because, you know, the companies that control the bulk of the soybean seed market are associated with Monsanto/Bayer, and so the only beans they're offering are the Xtend beans. So it's going to continue to increase. Some people say, well, that will take care of this off-target movement, and that will reduce the risk of damaging soybeans. But what has me concerned is that there are other plants in the landscape that are extremely important, and we may not damage soybeans in the future if they're all or nearly all of them are extend soybeans, but we will be damaging trees and other plants in the landscape. I hate to say it, but, you know, if it was only soybeans we were damaging, I think agriculture could work it out. I don't like that approach, that attitude, but it would be, you know, easier to manage, perhaps you could say, if it was just soybeans that were at risk. The trees, that's what really has me concerned. And in Arkansas and Tennessee, the Boot Hill of Missouri, they're seeing a significant damage to trees in the landscape that are being damaged by dicamba. And, you know, typically with these herbicides, you know, 1 year of damage to a tree is not going to threaten the health of that plant. But if we continue to drift on these trees every year, it's going to be devastating to the landscape and the environment. And I just don't think that's acceptable.
Dr. Bob Hartzler of Iowa State University. Back after this.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
7:31 from KNDY. Sunshine, 29 degrees this morning. Highs in the middle 50s on the warmest readings of the week today, ahead of a cold front moving in Saturday.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Friday. John Axel Goodmanson scored 33 points, including Davidson's final 12, to lift the Wildcats to a 57-53 victory over the Wichita State Shockers. Goodmanson tied the game at 50 all on a three-point play with 2:34 left to go. He put Davidson up for good on a three-pointer with 51.2 seconds left. Wichita State could not recover. The Shocker men back in action this afternoon as they'll take on Appalachian State. Tip-off in that matchup at 3:30. The K-State men's basketball squad in action today as well. They'll take on Eastern Kentucky. Tip-off time 6:30 for that game. And the KU Jayhawks also on the court this evening, taking on the Louisiana Ragin' Cajuns. That matchup set for 7 o'clock this evening. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
And one thing you don't want associated with your harvest this year is downtime. Did you know MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 can take care of all harvest-related equipment? Combines, tractors, grain carts, and all machinery associated with your successful harvest this year. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge also has on-the-farm emergency service. Roll your harvest worry-free with MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas, 800-835-0069.
At Star Seed, we're dedicated to providing our customers premium quality products and the sudden service they deserve. We've offered a diverse lineup of high-yielding seed for decades. We pride ourselves on flexibility, promptness, and superior products. Star Seed is the one stop for all of your seed needs. Don't forget to ask about our custom blend packages. Call Star Seed today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. The Organic Trade Organization is looking for the best and brightest ideas from organic stakeholders on how to put together a voluntary checkoff-like program for the organic sector. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue decided last May that the USDA would not move forward on a mandatory checkoff for the organic industry. As a result, the private sector initiative is being called Grow Organic. Laura Batcha, CEO of the association, says, quote, "We want Grow Organic to be a bold and engaged opt-in program that pools resources from everyone who can contribute so that we can collectively address critical needs across the organic sector. The need for more investment in organic is widely agreed upon," end quote. She says the best way to go about doing that is what the industry needs to work together to figure out. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead.
Twin Valley League foes Hanover Wildcats and Axtell Eagles match up in the 8-man Division II Substate Championship at Axtell. Kickoff at 7 o'clock Friday. 8 points separated the two teams when they met in regular season action October 5th. Hanover coach Matt Hoyer expects another tough match.
I think our kids realize that it's going to be a dogfight. You know, they were in a dogfight the entire game the last time we played them, and I think that they're expecting anything less. I mean, I think they respect what Axel can do as a football team, and there's a lot more on the line this time. You know, there's a lot more at stake when you're playing for a state semifinal, and it's definitely going to come down to which team is ready to go.
Meanwhile, Axtell head coach Eric Detweiler says execution is a key against a great team like Hanover, defending the 8-man state title.
Hanover is extremely big and extremely good. They've won 36 in a row. You know, you don't get that kind of winning streak without doing something right. It's just going to have to execute. Every little thing in a game like this, I think, is definitely going to make a difference. Some special teams, the turnovers, coaching, and all that as well. So just going to have to do everything right if we want to beat a good team like Hanover.
Axtell 10-1, hosting Hanover undefeated in 11 starts. Kickoff at 7 o'clock Friday. Our extended pregame show with additional coaches' comments begins at 6:30, live on KNDY FM 95.5, streaming on our website at KNDYradio.com and our mobile app as well. Bottom of the 8-man Division II bracket, Osborne 10-1, hosting Dighton 9-2. That 7 o'clock kickoff live on our sister station, KDNS FM at 94.1 out of Glen Elder. Streaming live at katiecountry.com and on our mobile app. Links to both 8-man Division II games available on our website at kndyradio.com. Class 1A, St. Mary's Colgan entertains Olpe and Smith Center is host to Plainville. And in Class 3A, it's all undefeated teams remaining. Sabetha hosts to Galena and Pratt entertains Endale.
Meteor showers can be dazzling and they can be duds. We have a preview of this weekend's light show on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, November 16th, the 320th day of the year. Jazz vocalist Diana Krall has a birthday, and on this day in 1952, Lucy first held the football for Charlie Brown in the Peanuts comic strip. If you get a clear nighttime sky this weekend, be on the lookout for shooting stars. The Leonid meteor shower produces on average about 10 or so meteors per hour. But the Leonids can be unpredictable, occasionally outperforming their reputation, and sometimes producing a dazzling meteor storm. They also have a track record for producing bright falling stars with long glowing tails. A waxing moon may provide too much competition for evening viewers. The best conditions will be in the pre-dawn sky after the moon has set. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about astronomy online at almanac.com.
KNDY.
That you want on your home team fast. Yeah, you think you're gonna catch your big dreams just like that fast. And here you are, looking back. 60 seconds now feels more like 30. Tick-tock won't stop and round it goes. goes too fast. Fast. That's what your parents said when we were falling in love. It's too fast. There ain't no way the two of us were ever gonna last. But we did, and here we are. And our only problem is 60 seconds now feels more like 30. Tick-tock won't stop and round it goes. Sand through the glass, your falls in a hurry. And all you keep trying to do is slow it down. So get in, keep trying to make the good times last as long as you can. But you can't. Goes too fast. Looking out the window right now. Those eyes, that dress, that smile, that laugh. If I could hit pause, I would somehow. But it don't work like that. 60 seconds now feels more like. Tick-tock won't stop and round it goes. Sand through the glass, your falls in a hurry. And all you keep trying to do is slow it down. So get in, keep trying to make the good times last as long as you can. But you can't, yeah, man. It goes too fast. It just goes too.
The toughest ride he's ever had was in his foreign car. So don't call him a cowboy until you've seen him ride. Cause the steps and hat and them fancy boots don't tell you what's inside, no. And if he ain't good in the saddle, Lord, you won't be satisfied. So don't call him a cowboy until you've seen him ride.